IYG, North America's oldest continuously operating organization for LGBTQ youth and young adults, is speaking up after a House committee passed a collegiate transgender sports ban. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports the organization's CEO says Wednesday's committee hearing was disappointing. Only one Democrat voted against the measure.
Chris Paulson says Indiana's proposed collegiate transgender sports ban has nothing to do with Indiana. In fact, the bill's author was in Washington, D.C. the previous week when President Donald Trump signed an executive order doing the same thing. But lawmakers who had in the past supported LGBTQ rights and pushed back against anti-trans legislation voted for the bill.
You know, you can't show up in June at a pride party and say you support trans people and then, when bills come before you, vote against those rights.
Paulson says discussion on the measure among lawmakers ignored the available science on transgender athletes and instead used trans young people as pawns, which they called egregious. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.